Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the closet door would open on its own and was extremely cold. Then they heard what happened to the little boy.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to call and share your real ghost story with us. Your real ghost stories with us. I was putting the S's on the wrong syllables there. I'm sorry. I'm kind of exhausted. I've been going through a move the last week. And it takes its toll. I could probably go hibernate for about a week or so and then come back out and feel a lot better. But for the most part, everything going very smooth. And I even have a ghost story involving the move.
In the new house?
It doesn't technically involve any house, but okay. It's a ghost story. I'll leave it at that. And we'll get to that here in just a little bit. First, let's jump over to our first story that we have here today. And 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we would love to hear them. It says, I'm from a small town in Ontario, Canada. I've always loved ghost stories, and I've always been curious about other people's experiences. I've had quite a few experiences of my own. For as long as I can remember, I would have terrible night terrors and get feelings when something just wasn't quite right. But I always just shrugged it off. My family is quite firm on the fact that certain things don't exist. I live in a little town in the middle of nowhere called, this will be a fun one, Temis Camming Shores. Okay, there we go. You just got to sound it out, Tony. Look at the syllables. A long time ago, there was a fire in the area that burned almost all the houses and buildings to the ground. Happy. My house is one of the only ones still standing. Its age is obvious when you walk in. Original wood moldings, dumbwaiter, the whole nine yards. There's three floors. The main floor living room, the basement, the upstairs, staircase to the upstairs, and the basement are very steep and creak loudly when you use them. Actually, the whole house is very creaky. We bought the house about 7 years ago, and throughout the years, there have been very strange happenings. My room is the second largest room in the house, and it's the only house with a walk-in styled closet. I didn't use the closet just because it was cold and always made my stomach flop every time I went to get something. I found myself always looking into the far corner of the closet, half expecting to see someone there, and then I'd quickly shut the door and go about my day. The closet door would also open in the middle of the night, making my entire room cold enough to wake me up. The energy I felt from that space was pure evil, like I needed to run. During the day, it wasn't so bad because if the closet door was open, the light could shine in and the feeling would go away. I tried really hard to shrug it off and give myself excuses as to why the door might open. Another time, I was home alone and was sitting in the living room watching TV. It was about 2 p.m. on a Saturday, and I was just enjoying doing nothing. I have an old radio in the dining room, one of those wooden and crushed velvet old kinds. About half an hour into watching my show, it turned on. It wasn't a radio station, so it was just loud white noise. I got up, turned it off, not thinking anything of it since it was old. About 15 minutes after that, my cat and dog both shot up from where they were sleeping and started staring at the staircase. My dog was jerking his head from side to side as if listening to someone talking. Then, to my surprise, the cat and dog both darted towards the stairs and started barking and hissing hysterically. My pets are normally pretty chill, and my dog doesn't even bark at passersby. So as the first instinct, I got up and ran out of the house. I didn't go back in until my parents got home about 2 hours later. After all this, I decided to look into my house's past and continue to make an effort to prove myself wrong. I was shocked at what I uncovered. My house was built in 1920, but there wasn't much information about the people that built the house. The next person to live in my house was a doctor. He lived by himself and lived there for about 5 years before he died of a broken neck falling down the stairs coming from the top floor of the house. This made me think about my closet. I wanted to know more if there could be a connection. My neighbor, let's call her Susan for security, had lived in the area for a very long time, so I decided to ask her if she knew about the doctor and how he passed away. Susan told me that she did know about the doctor and the little boy. She told me about a young family that moved in the house about 15 years earlier and how they always kind of kept to themselves. She said they didn't live there for very long because of the death of their son shortly after they moved in. She described him as young, small, with thin blonde hair and always wearing a ball cap. They had found him in the closet and the cause of his death was never released. It's too hard to not connect my closet weirdness to the little boy found in it. The bad closet feeling still lurks in my bedroom to this day. My younger sister tells me stories about other things around the house that happen while I'm away at school all the time. My only question for you is, do you think whatever is going on in my house is dangerous? Or do you have any suggestions on what to do about these happenings to make them go away? Love your show. Just keep became an EPP today. Keep up the good work. I'm sure I'll write in again soon. Thoughts on that?
I think that if the house was dangerous, something would have happened by now that would have made her more fearful. I think it's interesting that she or he had feelings about the closet and then found out a story connected to a closet where a little boy died in it.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting. But I think if it was dangerous, there would have been something more threatening happen to them.
Yeah, you know? I agree. I think it's just something that's there.
How do you get rid of the little boy? I'm not sure.
Well, you make it really uncomfortable for him to be there, and you say horrible things, and you make the ghost want to end it. Really, is what you do, and then they. They're already dead. I don't know. I think you just politely say, hey, give me my space. I don't want to. You can be here, but I don't know. I really don't know. Sage it.
We've had a lot of people on this show write in stories about telling the ghost to leave, like, look, you need to go. This is, move on. And I've heard of people doing that.
You can just live like the teenagers in my world do with earbuds or AirPods in the whole time on the silent mode where you can't hear anything. I think that would make it very easy to live with a ghost as well.
And for real, if you were doing that, had your phone handy, and whenever the door would open all by itself, you do a TikTok video.
Yeah.
You become uber famous in no time.
You do a dance with a ghost as well while wearing the AirPods.
And it would make the ghost happier, I would think, because you're interacting. It's a little boy ghost.
Exactly.
You'd become famous. And you'd be making some money.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. So I have a little ghost story to share about my move. So my grandmother, let me give some perspective here. She has this kitchen, or had this kitchen table. She's been dead for quite some time. I have her dining room table. And it was in the other house. It's here now. And she loved this table. It was very much, don't set anything on it. Don't use it. She was a grandma who would put plastic over furniture and stuff too. As to not ruin it. But I have the table. And I'm nowhere near that picky about it, but I knew how much she loved that table. Anyway, we're getting ready to move. And I had a dream about 2 days before I moved, and she was in it. And I don't really dream about my grandma very much. I mean, I loved her. We got along good, but she's been gone for quite some time. She doesn't really pop up all that much. And in the dream, all of a sudden she's there. I mean, number one, it was a weird premise. I was walking into an exhibit at Disney World, and it was a display of my grandma and all of her siblings' corpses, up, yes, it was
for
like,
real?
You know, that like, yes, it was weird. And it was like in Disney, it was like an Epcot, like Innovations, like there's all these. Like, I don't know if they had animatronics in them or what, but they were like mummified corpses. Kind of like how like some cultures bring their dead out at like holidays and stuff and like put beers in their hands. It was like that. It was weird.
That is the most bizarre.
100% bizarre. And I'm like, why is grandma like that? And I'm like looking around like, because they had like little plaques next to everybody like saying something. I'm like, I don't see her name, but they say this is her. I don't know. And then all of a sudden she's there. She's standing there. And it was totally her. I mean, it was how I remember her when she was younger and healthy and wearing like what she'd wear to church, like this maroon type blazer and little or a brooch, and it was her. I haven't had that vivid, I think, of a dream of her ever, where it really felt like she was there. And she gave me a big hug, and it felt like giving my grandma a hug. And then she said something about, I don't remember all the details, but like, don't forget something. And I'm like, okay, then I woke up going, I don't know what the message was, but you know,
I forgot.
And I'm thinking like, you know, don't forget about me, or don't, you know, this or that. It was just very, interesting. And I woke up going, well, I don't know that this was a real visit dream because of the premise, the corpses on display at Disney. And then I went down a water slide right after that, and I couldn't find Harper, but I knew she was safe with Amanda, my fiance, in some other part of the park. The dream was weird. Anyway, next day I'm going through the house and just finalizing everything. Movers had come, everything was out and on trucks, and the house was pretty much empty on the farm. And I just did one more walkthrough of the attic, and I was like, is there anything? Cause it's kind of like that papery foam insulation up there that gets everywhere. It's like ground newspapers or something. And I'm looking and I see this little piece of wood hanging out, and I'm thinking it's just part of the attic, like the joists. But I'm like, I mean, just go over there and just tap it to see if it moves. It was one of the leaves to the table that she loved. I would have missed it. It was hidden underneath all of the insulation. But it was one of the center leaves to that table. And
really?
I got it, and I'm like, that's what she was trying to tell me. That's why I had a dream about grandma, like right before I moved. And she was reminding me, don't forget the table leaf that's up there.
That is so cool.
Yeah. There was no, hey, how you doing? I'm really proud of you. It's don't forget the table leaf.
Which is such a grandma thing.
Thing, yeah.
But it's like, you know, I'm watching you all the time. I got you, Tony, but don't forget that.
Don't forget the table.
Go back and get it.
Exactly.
I mean, that was important. And use coasters.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought it was rather funny. Now I'm wondering if we don't use coasters, if she's going to, you know, maybe make another appearance or something. Or
no, what's going to happen is coasters are just going to show up. Like you'll get up and walk into the other room and come back, and all your drinks will have coasters underneath them.
That would be really awesome. We're going to Disney later in the year. Maybe we'll get there and like, oh my God, my grandma's on display. It's the corpse display at Epcot during the Food and Wine Festival. We didn't have money for rides. COVID hit us pretty hard, so we're just kind of displaying corpses these days.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Although you know what, I've been to a museum where there was corpses on display.
Well, I've seen like mummified.
Yeah, it was like the body exhibit or something. I think it was in Wichita. Traveling exhibit. Yeah, it was like probably like 15 years ago. And it was kind of weird. But yeah, so it was like that, but it was my grandma and her siblings. And there was I don't know how many brothers and sisters she had, but she had a lot. And they were all on display, and she wanted to let me know not to forget the table leaf. So
which is such a grandma thing.
There you go. Grandma, I did not forget the table leaf. So there you go. That's my personal ghost story. That is going to wrap up this episode of the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates, any ghost stories. And you can, of course, share your ghost stories with us at 855-853-4802. We'd love to hear them, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get a commercial-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now. Check that out. Tony Bruschi, thanks for listening.